Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome, everybody. It's been quite a long time since we've been on Blog Talk Radio, but I am excited for us to be utilizing this forum once more to do the different shows that we're unable to schedule and line up as far as particular times. on the other two shows that we do on Wednesday evenings, Revolution Radio, which is found at freedomslips.com. We have a broadcast there called Momentary Zen, which comes to you live 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern. And then on Thursday evenings on truthfrequencyradio.com, we host a show called Secrets Revealed from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern. And so on this particular, utilizing Blog Talk as a platform, we're going to be bringing forth different shows on not only the dangers of vaccine toxicity and as far as, injecting your children with these different poisons, and also your elderly parents with the Alzheimer's and dementia and the autism and Asperger's spectrum disorders. We'll also be covering health and well-being, dietary issues, all kind of different topics. And so I'm excited, and I want to thank you, all those of you that have joined us this evening. I apologize for whatever reason. The chat will not load up, and the flash drive is not acknowledging connection. And so I will try to do that.
I see it there.
Okay, well, I don't see anything. So, But anyways, I have as co-hosts with me this evening both Kathy Dunson and Laurel Austin. Kathy, are you there, sister? Which,
yes,
I know you are. But.
Yeah, I jumped right in. Yes, over here in chat, and we'll see if anybody joins us.
Yep, and Laurel, are you there, sister?
Hey, I'm right here. Good
okay,
to talk to you.
Excellent. And one of the other reasons for doing the show this evening, other than to catch people up on some of the updates with our the Sacred Word Publishing and all that we're doing with that particular endeavor, is also to test, because we have this coming up Sunday, a very important show with the Benoons from Israeli News Live. Many of you are familiar with Stephen Benoon's work on that particular YouTube channel, and also his wife, Jana, I believe I said it correctly, also utilizes the same platform to do shows, and she did one not long ago. I'm not exactly sure the date, but I believe it was recent that Laurel was a guest with her, and they did a most excellent show, and Laurel shared the story of how the vaccine toxicity affected her personally as well as her children. And so can you talk a little bit about that first, Laurel, so people will become familiar with you, because you will be joining me quite often to share in discussion with the different individuals that we invite in doing and covering this topic, and providing more exposure, especially for parents that are first-time parents, or, others that may not be aware of the dangers of, actually getting your children vaccinated, and others, the flu vaccines, and et cetera, et cetera.
Yes, I joined this mission when it struck my own family. I'm a mom of six children, and the first four, who are now ages 25 to 30, are all on the autism spectrum. They are all vaccinated, and each child is progressively more severe. So my older two have Asperger's syndrome, and the younger two of the four are severe, the youngest being the most severe, which includes being nonverbal and aggression and self-injurious behavior and history of seizures. And then I had a 12-year span and had two more children, and we did not vaccinate them, and they are completely neurotypical developing healthy children without any issues of autism or any kind of developmental disability whatsoever. So we have had genetic testing, and it was revealed through that testing that there is no genetic link to the disability that my children all have, even though they have an autism diagnosis. What's really more accurate to say is they have heavy metal toxicity.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I fall into this equation. Just the research, the detoxing that we have done over the years, and just being immersed in this. I had a lot of help from my sister-in-law, Laurie, who still stands by my side to this day. She's the standby guardian for one of my autistic children. So just really thankful for her.
Well, I think one of the, in interviewing you myself and sharing your story, I thought another very interesting aspect of it is that it shows that after 1989, when they increased the childhood vaccination schedule and they added, I think it's now, 69 doses of so many different shots, the total, and that when they did that, it was also reflective in your two, the two latter children, which you did, you know, vaccinate, and that also that previous to you having two more children and not vaccinating them, that they had told you and were trying to tell you that it was genetic, that there was some kind of anomaly, and trying to lay the blame on you or your husband, rather than the, you know, the injurious as far as the vaccines and the contents of various ingredients, which are just incredibly toxic, formaldehyde, thimerosal, aspartame, cancer viruses, just all kind of weird things, glycol, which is antifreeze. I mean, just insane types of ingredients that they're putting into and injecting into our children. And so can you comment, you know, really quick with that as well?
Yes, exactly. You're right. The first two, Catherine was born in 1986 and Daniel was born in 1988. And it was shortly after Daniel was born that not only the National Vaccine Compensation Act was signed by President Reagan, but they also increased at least doubling the vaccine schedule. It continues to increase over the years. But Joshua, who was born in 1990, and then Jeremy, who was born in 1991, are much more severe, and they received many more vaccines than Catherine and Daniel did.
Yeah, so it shows you, you know, an exact correlation with that particular cutoff point. And so, but anyways, I do invite people to go to our YouTube channel, Endeavor Freedom or Zen Garcia, and look up the interview that I did with Laurel Austin. I forget the name of the show, Laurel, but you can just search Endeavor Freedom or Zen Garcia and Laurel Austin, and it will come up for you. I do recommend people, especially if you are new parents and you're about to have children and you are still undecided or unresearched with this particular topic, that it could most certainly save you a lot of stress and struggle to just listen to that and then to do your own research with regard to this topic, no matter where you are as far as either side of the fence, but just to educate yourself for your children's sake. And so, Laura, I'm going to give you final comment on this, and then we're going to move into some of the other things that we're doing as well.
Yes, it's just really important that you do the research beforehand, because you can't ever unvaccinate your child. And I think a lot of parents would be surprised to know, one, the ingredients that are in the vaccines that they are administering to their children, and two, that there is adverse reactions listed in that package insert that you, I think these days you actually have to ask for it. It's the written very small, page after page after page, and autism is listed in the DPT, or at least it used to be. I'm not sure if it's still there, but at one time it was listed as an adverse reaction to the DPT vaccine. But also, doctors and nurses are really not taught vaccine ingredients. They're told their information from the sales rep from the vaccine makers. And just one final note, the tests, the studies that you hear being published about there's no link with vaccines and autism, those are published by ghostwriters for the vaccine makers themselves. You can't report on yourself. So just keep that in mind, but your children's health is depending on the research that you do and the decisions that you make.
Right. And then one final thing with regard to the compensation fund. If there was no connection and there was no detriment to the health of your children, well, certainly they wouldn't be paying out this, what is it, $3 billion or something. I mean, it's an astronomical level, and many cases are settled through this vaccine compensation fund. And so in my opinion, it's absolute verification of the adverse and dangerous connections of vaccinating your children with many of these dangerous and toxic ingredients. And so comment on that, and then we'll move forward. Sorry.
That's exactly right. There is a special vaccine court for vaccine injury, and they have ruled that it's almost impossible if your child is diagnosed with autism to even be seen in that court, to be heard in that court. When my eldest was born in 1986, autism was about 1 in 10,000 children. Today, depending on where you live, it's either 1 in 30 or 1 in 50. And that's just the autism cases. There are other things related as injury to vaccines like cancer and asthma and diabetes and autoimmune disease and SIDS. So we're just talking autism with these numbers. So you just have to proceed with caution.
Most certainly. And again, for your family's sake, for your children's sake, for your own sanity's sake, please do your own research. All right. The other thing that we are doing, we started a company back in November of last year called Sacred Word Publishing, which is a limited liability company. And we did so in order to publish not only the sacred scriptures and the gospels with regard to the pseudepigraphal, apocryphal, extra-biblical text, many different books which not many people have ever heard about and never had a chance to study and research for themselves in doing the work of the kingdom, but that we are also sharing books that are out of print, which also affirm the inspired divine nature of such riddles as encoded within the canonical and the extra-biblical text, such as with the topic of serpent seed, pre-existence, and also the biblical geocentric cosmology, which has of late, over the past few years, been a huge topic of debate and reflection. And I know personally that I myself, many of my listeners, were emailing me daily, sending me videos, sending me documents, asking me to please peruse the information and to give a reflection on it with open mind, which I was unwilling to do so for a very long time until basically it was brought to my attention that I was either going to be hypocritical with encouraging so many others of my listeners and those that follow my work in being open-minded with other topics such as I said, serpent seed or pre-existence or whatever else that I bring forth in the fullness of all that I share and with the listening audience over my radio programs and also my books. And so I did finally break down and began to examine it. And it wasn't more than a day of doing some serious research into it and opening myself to new possibility that I then re-examined, because my focus has been for well over a decade now, the study of extra-biblical material and the biblical narrative as it's spread out over all of these different collections, even those that are now being discovered, like the Thracian Chronicle material. But anyways, in reflecting on that, there was a portion of the Book of Enoch called the Book on the Courses of the Heavenly Luminaries, which I was never able to grasp. And come to find out, I was led to awareness that the reason I was unable to grasp what Enoch was being describing as the motions of the sun, the moon, the stars, and the planets was because I was applying it through the filter of my heliocentric indoctrination. And when I did that, you cannot make heads or tails or to decipher, decrypt what Enoch is talking about as being shown to him by the angel Uriel, one of the archangels of the Most High God. And so when I did come to the truth and realization that the heliocentric cosmology, as we have been told and indoctrinated and brought up in since entering into this world, and also being bombarded as visual stimulus, cartoons, and the educational system into unchallenged and unquestioned belief in the assertion that the Earth is spinning once daily and also annually moving around the sun. Well, when I did come to the realization that all of that was a delusion and lies built upon lies, and that there is no truth to it with regard to that two things specifically. One, that the Earth is not in any way moving and has no motion to it, as is affirmed in the Bible several times, and that that it is the heavenly luminaries which are moving above the face of the Earth, and that they have been placed in circuit within the firmament, and that the circle of the Earth, that the Earth is flat, unmoving, and that there's no measurable curvature. And these things can be easily established by anybody that opens themselves to even studying and confirming, because it's very easy to go out to a flat stretch of land or to the ocean and to see what is what we have been told is impossible to see, skylines, lighthouses, the Statue of Liberty, monuments, islands, that all of these different structures are easily seen beyond what has been scientifically established as formula for determining the rate of the curvature of the Earth. And that, again, once you come to the realization that both the Earth is not moving and that there is no measurable curvature, then one is forced to reconsider the whole paradigm of the cosmology. And then in looking at and studying it from the biblical scriptures and the divinely inspired word of the Most High God, well, these things are affirmed that the Earth is most certainly not moving, and that it is a flat, circular plane covered over and encapsulated by the solid structure of the firmament. And so when I came to this awakening and this realization, I immediately began to work on my ninth book, which is called The Flat Earth as Key to Decrypt the Book of Enoch. And I, in that particular manuscript, show that most certainly one cannot understand what Enoch is describing as the motions of the heavenly luminaries if you apply it to the heliocentric worldview, and that it is only by embracing the biblical geocentric cosmology that one can then decrypt and understand what is being described in the 12 chapters of the book on the courses of the heavenly luminaries. And so I wrote that book and followed it up with the Firmament, Vaulted Dome of the Earth, and I am working now on the third book of the trilogy of the Flat Earth Trilogy, Paradise, the Mount of the Congregation, the side, and the Sides of the North. And so let me turn it first over to Kathy, because Kathy, in following my work and reading my book, I know that she was also extremely hesitant to even begin to study and to look into this, and that when I initially took a stance and decided to bring forth, you know, my stance with truth and my understanding of this particular topic, that many people labeled me as nuts, and I lost initially a lot of listeners because they just thought that I had crossed the line, you know, as far as the tinfoil hat wearing, all of that, which they make fun of us, but you know, again, I stand with truth no matter what it is. Okay. Go ahead, Kathy.
Well, I've always trusted you. I've always trusted you to be honest and humble and to look to the Most High for your truth and to never mislead. And so I had no fear in looking at anything that you would bring forth. For myself, I looked at it kind of like, oh, no, not this, too. I didn't make fun of it, or I didn't have that kind of cognitive dissonant, you know, reaction. I was warned off of looking at it because of the ministry I was involved in at the time. Just, you know, don't look at it, you know, stay away from it. So I did. Just because, not another thing, you know, and just anyway, but it was intriguing, although there's just this feeling like, am I going to click on it? Am I really going to look at it? And it's a very hard thing to overcome because it's such a complete and total from birth. I mean, not even understanding at that point, but all growing up, and the indoctrination is so complete from classroom to entertainment. And, you know, I'm older than most, but we've had it there in some ways. And now we see it and understand this indoctrination that's going from the icons that are used by Firefox and Internet Explorer and Chrome. You know, they use symbology that will bring to mind globe. Everything's globe, globe, globe. And then when we look at what they provide as proof, because now it's just off the hook, what they're trying to show us, that new discoveries and what's going on in space, it's all cartoons. None of it is real. And then, for me, first listening to you and just, you know, having that come into my mind, and then the questions started to arise. I mean, I grew up in Santa Barbara, and I used to look at the oil platforms, and now I have people I follow on YouTube who are showing that based on that distance, there should be so much curvature. You shouldn't see but a small portion of them, and I never questioned that. So these are things that we just never question. I just watched a YouTube video, Ephesians 6:12 channel, very good channel, and he was showing with his camera, a $400 camera, that he can take pictures of Mars and Venus, and they are so many millions of miles distant, there is no way, and also of, you know, planets so-called that are light years away, which is trillions of miles. There's no way. So these are things that we listen to them. They would tell us that the light takes so much time to reach us, and we just believed all this. We believed science, and we've done that, and without even realizing it, made a god of science. You know, we've bowed to, and they're the people that brought us evolution and the Big Bang. As Christians, we should know better. But I see Christians, ministries that are laughing at the people who are investigating flat Earth, and they don't do any research, and they make a big joke out of it. So it's a hard thing to overcome, but being 2 years into this, I can't see it any other way. And I went through, and I'm sure you did too, Zen, but I went through having to know why they would do it, why would they lie, and people really don't get that, especially as Christians, we should, that Satan is temporarily in charge of what's going on down here and lying and deceiving and cheating. And there are people that are bowing to him, and you know, they're deceived too, and they're not going to rule in the end like they think. But why do Christians not think that this would have happened, that we could have been deceived? And if you go back to the scriptures, it is so clearly true that this is how God designed his creation. And I think then, you know, from the serpent seed, from what you have shown clearly is in scripture, to now what we are seeing being revealed about the flat earth, the stationary earth, the true biblical cosmology, I think this is God calling us back to take his word literally, that these people in these Christian or creation ministries, they are seeing everything as, you know, allegorical. They pick and choose. Rob Skiba's written about that, and he's described it very well. And I think this is the time that God is calling us back to take his word literally. And some people we've discovered in one book that we're going to bring to Sacred Word Publishing very soon is 50 Reasons Copernicus or the Bible. And it's like reaching back over a century to brothers and sisters who were in the same place that we are now, and they were up against the people in the late 19th century saying that this is scripture, this is God's creation. And I'll mention this real quick. This is one of the reasons, 49, Luther. They should know that one word of God is all, and all are one. If the Bible is false in one, it is false in all. This is a just and logical saying. If the Bible errs in astronomy, geology, physics, chronology, etc., then you can also, in theological questions, believe it only so far as you have from other sources convinced yourself of the correctness of its statements. If the Copernican system is correct, then Genesis is a myth. Is scripture, which has enlightened the world for thousands of years, now to be eclipsed by a science which has erred so often and is altogether fallacious in so many things? Much indeed is at stake. Satan is bold. A false principle of an immense import is practiced, namely, they falsify scripture by totally ignoring words that do not suit them, or by discarding the right and obvious meaning and sense, and by inserting a different meaning. I think that's what's happening now. I think we're being called back, this fig tree generation, the last days of the last days, the very last moments. I think we're being called back to take God literally.
Absolutely. Very well said. And yeah, I mean, just the fact that they tell us that not only is the Earth moving at an astronomical rate of speed, 1,037.541666666667 miles per hour is the rate of speed. And you can determine that by taking the supposed circumference at the equator, 24,901 miles. and divide it by the total hours of day. And the other intriguing aspect of, you know, some of the 66 numbers that come up is that when you convert that rate of speed, you find out that science tells us that the Earth is moving at a rate of 66,600 miles per hour. And also that, you know, when you subtract the supposed 23.4 degrees of inclination from the 90 degrees, you know, that according to they say that the Earth is tilted, you get 66.6 degrees. And so these sinister numbers, because we know that 666 most certainly is associated to Satan, in my opinion, it shows just who the scientism and the affirmations of science are really connected to and linked to. One other thing, and then we'll bring Laurel on to share her awakening to this as well, is that, you know, science also tells us that the sun is moving in circle. The Milky Way galaxy is moving around some grand galactic center, and that supposedly this rate of motion of the Milky Way spinning around this galactic center is 558,000 miles per hour, and that the Milky Way itself is also moving in circle around some universal center. And so the Earth supposedly moving 66,600 miles per hour, the sun is moving 558,000 miles per hour around the center of the Milky Way, and then the Milky Way is said by them to be moving at 1,342,162 miles per hour around some grand universal center. And yet you can go out on a day of the week and see, because I have a flag situated outside of my house, an American flag, and sometimes it's totally unmoving. And they are trying to get us to accept and buy into the whole premise that the Earth is moving at 1,037 miles an hour as it spins once daily in annual orbit around the sun. I mean, it is just ludicrous.
It's absolute fantasy. And I'm not sure what the scripture verse is, but, you know, we have presented in front of us, and we have no excuse. We see the animals. We see this world. We see that it doesn't move. We see vegetation. And they want us to believe all of that to enforce the Big Bang evolution and a coming alien panspermia, that's how we got here. And we have no excuse, because what we have in front of us is completely contrary to the fantasy that they feed us daily. It's absolutely ludicrous. If anybody actually looks, just Google NASA or Google Flat Earth, and you'll see this stuff, especially NASA, you'll see this stuff coming at daily basis. It's horrible, because people don't question it. They just, on a Twitter feed for, you know, whatever his name, Kelly, who was the astronaut on the ISS, they're just all, you know, hooray, hooray.
Yeah,
you're really,
Scott Kelly.
Yeah, Scott Kelly. And it's just sickening to see that there's no thinking, there's no critical thinking going on.
Right. Yeah, and then one last thing. When, you know, it's just recent that NASA, in speaking about their latest project, the Orion mission, which is their attempt to try to get a manned mission to Mars and, you know, to colonize Mars, they said in their own words, I believe the engineer was Kelly Davis or something of that nature, he described how they cannot, even in this day and age, get beyond the Van Allen radiation belt, and that the radiation from going through these belts would totally fry their computer systems and also be detrimental to the health of the astronauts. And yet they tell us that they achieved going back and forth through these Van Allen radiation belts during the Apollo missions six times in landing on the moon. And that, you know, it would have been 12 times back and forth through these Van Allen radiation belts, and yet they can't achieve or accomplish the same now in this day and age. I mean, it just, they shot themselves in their own foot, and they proved that all of that they told us, the, you know, what should have been the greatest feat of humanity back in that time, that all of that was Hollywood, that it was all just bogus. It was a lie. Then they can't even achieve such in this day and age. Laura? Laura, are you there, sister?
Yeah, I had to get unmuted.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry about that.
If you would, please share us your awakening and coming to, you know, truth on this particular topic.
So my awakening happened around the same time that I came to Torah. I became a born-again Christian back in 1985, right after I graduated from high school. And I was pretty much a pew warmer for about 30 years. And then in August, September-ish of 2015, I started waking up to the Torah and the feast days and the Sabbath and being kosher and all of that. And it was within, I don't want to even say months, I think it was more like weeks, just how your news feed will start recommending things. And I can remember the moment that I first saw something about the earth being flat. And I just remember staring at my screen and just catching my breath and just, oh no, could it really be, you know, just, oh, and I was so drawn in to, because I was already waking up to being fooled and duped about so many other things that I wondered how big this swimming pool really was. And I have been called and made fun of a conspiracy theorist. And I mean, to me, really, that's just a trigger word that's used by people that don't really want their own worldview narrative to be disrupted. And at least that's how it feels for me. But there were things like the earth being older than the sun, and the, when Joshua made the sun stand, or God made the sun stand still for Joshua, and the moon hold her place. And the people that would make fun of me, I just remember asking them, do you remember how you felt when people would ridicule you for the conspiracy of the resurrection, or just creation itself, that you aren't going to even look at this? You're not even going to consider the fact that it's been an indoctrination since you were in kindergarten, probably before that. I mean, most people that we associate with, they were seeing things on television, commercials, newspapers, even, you know, cartoon books, whatever. Little kid books have the globe in them. It's something that were kind of born into these days. So the flat earth and the Torah to me is tied hand in hand. But when we have cell phones that drop here locally, how possibly can a camera from Mars be live streaming back?
Right.
And it's just kind of funny how Mars looks like some Arizona desert.
Right. Yeah, the whole work of Jaren and bringing forth the Mars rover mission being located there in Greenland. It's so funny, all of that. And if people don't know what I'm talking about, just look up Jaren and his video on the Mars Explorer, and they're being based, you know, these NASA base camp being found in Greenland, and photo and video evidence of all that. I mean, it's just, it's ludicrous. Again, it just shows just how deep the conspiracy as far as NASA and the accomplishment, the things that they perpetuate and propagate with regard to the lunar missions and to all the things they affirm as having done, sending all these satellites out there, the picture of Pluto. You know, they're laughing at us. The clouds spelling sex on, you know, the depictions of the Earth as a globe. It's just, and then the other thing, the really big thing that was fascinating to me was the work of Bart Cybrel in a funny thing happened on the way to the moon where he showed in receiving that secretive Apollo film, that video that shows the astronauts utilizing the window of the lunar module to fake the shape of the Earth as a globe. If it's really round and it's really circular in the way that they're trying to get us to believe, why would they have to hoax that? Why would they have to fake it? And so, you know, that in and of itself makes you question. And if they're disingenuous about that, why would we give them the benefit of the doubt and extend to them any, as far as believing anything that they say? Kathy?
You know, what I have found since I've started researching this, that there is nothing, and it is surprising, isn't it? There is nothing that supports the heliocentric Copernican solar system universe concept, our scientism concept of the universe. There is nothing. The debunks that I have seen are very poorly done, and there are very few as well. But what I see is a constant drumbeat of this is a new thing that's proving it's flat. This is a new thing that's proving we're stationary. I just pulled up the one about the phone app for the accelerometer that debunks. I mean, and it's something that anybody can do themselves. And who knew we had this all along in our phones where you can level on an airplane, or you can determine what the level is. And if you are in one part of the world, you go to another part, and that app will want to find its level. And you would think if you were on a globe that it would be different, you'd have to reset it. But it's not going to do that. It's there's a great video about it, but I'm finding now that YouTube has taken it down. So I'm quickly trying to find another one to download. But it's things like that. In the distance, there was a new one recently, and I just found out that it's like three times the distance to the ISS that is flat. And, you know, they have the charge 8 inches per mile squared, and there should be nothing visible of this island. I sent you that one then. And, I mean, it's all there. So there's just proof after proof after proof and nothing on the other side for the globe. So it's really something over this period of time. It's a preponderance of information in testing that we're finding, and then scripture. And that's what I really love about this new book, 50 Reasons. They go so strongly to, you know, Christian, where are you on this? This is what God said. And if he's not true, then we can't believe anything about salvation or anything else that is in the Word. So his creation is extremely important, and we have to be serious about this and take it as a whole. I think that we just need to drop our guard, all of us, and question. One of my very favorite verses, very first verse, was, "Come, let us reason together. God wants us to reason with him." So I think we all need to be doing that, be willing to sharpen iron, to question, prove all things, condemnation prior to investigation. We got the whole list of them, you know? So that's what I think is really important, that we need to continue on this. And this is something that's bringing people to salvation daily. And it numbers in the thousands, many thousands. And the number of people who are waking up to this numbers in the millions. And there's so many that are looking into it and they never say a thing. But then there's so many more that it's powerful impact on their lives. So.
Absolutely. I would also say that Nikola Tesla, he said that today scientists have substituted mathematics for experiments and they wander off through equation after equation and eventually build a structure which has no relation to reality. And that's exactly what we see with regard to the Darwinian heliocentric worldview. And so anyways, this is just one of the aspects of the work that we're doing through Sacred Word Publishing in sharing the truth of the Bible. Because again, if you just examine the Genesis timeline, it tells you that the earth and the heavens were established. The firmament was created on the second day, placed above the circle of the earth, and it was to divide the waters from the waters, the solid structure of the firmament. And then on the third day, the dry land was raised above sea level from the waters below, which were encapsulated by the firmament. And then on the fourth day, the heavenly luminaries were created and inserted into and beneath the structure of the firmament. And so there's no way that the earth being the foundation for the firmament, which holds in enclosure the luminaries that were placed within it, that hold their circuit within it, that these luminaries could be any way larger than the earth, or that the earth could be in motion around the sun. And so, you know, all these things, again, let God be true and every man a liar, as it says in the scriptures. But anyways, we've got 9 minutes remaining. This was just an initial show to start doing, introduce the listening audience to our efforts again, and that we will be doing shows through Blog Talk Radio, and that we'll be bringing on a number of guests, both Kathy and I and Laurel and I and all of us together at times. And so I want to give you both a chance for final commentary. We'll go to you first, Laurel.
I am so excited about doing these Blog Talk shows coming up, especially the one on Sunday. I hope everyone tunes in for that with Stephen and Yana Benoon. He's with Israeli News Live. They have a son that had a vaccine injury. She interviewed me about a month ago, and she's a nurse, so she has some nursing history, and she admits that they were not taught about vaccines in nursing school, but she was led in some of the correct decisions about chelation, and they brought her son back to her. My children were much longer ago without internet, and I did not have the resources to find that information. Although I've received some wonderful information from people through social media. I'm looking into sulfur, organic sulfur, and other chelation for my kids. It's really never too late. As a mom, I'm going to continue to try, but I'm really looking forward to these future shows that we're going to be doing. In the near future, we also have Landy Cryer. She is co-founder of Stop Mandatory Vaccination. She's actually moving out of California because of the vaccine mandate for the public schools. So she'll be very interesting to talk to as well. So, yeah, I'm just happy to be here and contribute any way that I can.
Real quick, mention the other show that we have lined up as well with Chris and...
Yes, with Chris and Liz Bailey. We have them lined up in mid-June. And they have just a wealth of knowledge with food and essential oils and just all kinds of holistic natural remedies of just ways to keep your children healthy. I saw them Rob and Sheila Skiba and Ron Hall's wife, Patricia?
Patricia Hall, yes.
Yes. I always love watching her when she has a show. So that was how I learned about Chris and Liz, and I contacted her through Facebook, and she was so gracious and immediately responded, and, we'd love to do a show, and they love you, Zen and Kathy, so it'll be a really fun show.
Yeah, I'm excited about that as well. And then, again, these are just some that we recently have scheduled, and we'll be doing a number of different shows, and they won't be on a specific day or a set schedule, so please do, follow and keep up with us. You can contact and watch me on Facebook, Zen Garcia. I always list our shows there. And Laurel, do you want to share your contact information? Then we'll go to Kathy.
Yep, I'm on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, Laurel Austin. I recently started a Flat Earth page on Facebook called Geocentric Immovable Flat Earth. I have another page that talks about everything from vaccines, Illuminati, health and wellness, New World Order, all of that, called Not of This World, and that is also on Facebook. So those are the places you can find me. I'm a photographer, and laurelaustin.com or laurelaustinstudio.com is where you can contact me if you need to contact me directly and you can't find me anywhere else.
Excellent. Kathy?
Do email me. I send out notices for all the shows. So I will send out notices for this show, for the Endeavor, for Momentary Zen and for Secrets Revealed. My email is paralandra77@gmail.com. That's P as in Paul, E-R-E-L-A-N-D-R-A 77@gmail.com. And I also share the information on Tribulation Now, which is our page on Facebook, and lots of current news there and prophecy and videos, Flat Earth and all kinds of stuff. And then really good place to join up on Facebook in our group is Zen Garcia Eyes Wide Open. We try and have more sharing of the deeper things, and hopefully Zen will chime in for every once in a while. And so go look us up there.
Yes, I'm actually planning on going there because I did see somebody had asked me a question. And so I do drop in there, and I try to come in and answer people's questions and to fellowship with people. I'm trying to make a point of doing that more, but this is another reason we started this show here on Blog Talk, is to give people opportunity to call in and to interact with us, to not only through the chat room, but also to ask your questions and to share your commentary directly with the listening audience, and that we want to certainly make ourselves available in that manner, and so that we can answer your questions and, you know, just have a more deeper and intimate relating with you as the listening audience. And so that is the hope, and that is the plan, and we'll try to establish and do that as we go forward. And so, yes, please contact us on Facebook and keep up with our shows. And again, we do a broadcast Wednesday evening on Revolution Radio, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, and also on Thursday evenings on Truth Frequency Radio, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern. And so we appreciate all of you, and thank you. And
Thank you, Jared. Jared joined us in chat. Thank you, Jared.
Good to see you, Jared. And again, we just appreciate all of you, and thank you for your support and all the things that we're doing with the various ministries, and those are other things that we'll have to talk about and keep you informed of. I appreciate both of you ladies, Kathy and Laurel, and a shout out to Carol and to my son, Justin James. He'll be releasing the first edition of our newsletter coming this Kadesh, which will be this Saturday. Tonight is the fourth quarter Sabbath moon. and the beginning of the month of Sivan, which is also the month that contains Pentecost or Shavuot, which will fall according to our Enochian lunar calendar after the 8th, which will be on the 9th of Sivan, which will be the 4th of the month of May. And so, again, we appreciate all of you. Thank you, ladies. God bless
all. Thank you.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom.